Deutsche Welle News.
This is Wilhelmina Lafitte in Bonn. The German President Christian Wolff has announced his resignation. Wolff made the announcement on Friday morning, one day after a German prosecutor in the northern city of Hanover applied for his immunity to be lifted. That could have paved the way for a formal investigation into possible corruption charges. In December, questions emerged about Wolff's relationships with wealthy friends while he was Premier of Lower Saxony State. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said that her ruling coalition will work with opposition parties to find a consensus candidate. The resignation is a blow to Merkel, who had supported him during his time as office. The developments forced her to cancel a state visit to Italy, where she'd been due to meet with that country's Premier Mario Monti. Meanwhile, Germany's welcomed the passing of a resolution by the UN General Assembly backing an Arab League plan that calls for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down. Chancellor Angela Merkel, however, appealed to Russia and China to reconsider their stands. Both countries had voted against the resolution, that's non-binding, just as they had vetoed a similar resolution in the UN Security Council that would have led to sanctions if it had been passed. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen on Friday said the Western military alliance will not intervene in Syria as it had in Libya, even if a UN mandate was passed to protect civilians there.
We have no intention whatsoever to intervene in Syria. Syria is also a different society. It's much more complicated, ethnically, politically, religiously. That's why I do believe that a regional solution should be found.
Thousands of people demonstrated across Syria on Friday while government forces continued their crackdown in major opposition areas. Activists say more than 7,000 people have died in the 11-month crackdown. You're listening to DW News. The Nigerian man who was given a life sentence for trying to blow up a packed jetliner using a bomb sewn into his underwear has appealed the punishment. A federal court in Detroit on Thursday sentenced Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab to life in prison for trying to blow up a plane with around 300 people on board en route from Amsterdam to Detroit on Christmas Day 2009. The 25-year-old had pleaded guilty to 8 charges, saying he was on a suicide mission for Al-Qaeda. The sentencing judge defended the life term, saying Abdulmutallab posed a significant ongoing threat to the safety of American citizens everywhere. The European Union has partially lifted sanctions on Zimbabwe to encourage further progress in political reforms, but kept restrictions on veteran President Robert Mugabe. The 27-nation bloc removed a visa ban and asset freezes on 51 individuals and 20 entities with immediate effect. A long-standing Western arms embargo against Zimbabwe is not affected by the changes. The EU sanctions were imposed in 2002 following elections that were marred by widespread violence and intimidation. Mugabe's ZANU-PF party dismissed the move as a non-event, saying the sanctions were illegal in the first place. At Frankfurt Airport, Europe's third largest airport, 200 air traffic controllers stopped work for a second day this Friday to press their claim for more pay. Nearly one-third of flights were cancelled by late afternoon. Domestic and European flights were affected most by the strike. The GDF union has threatened more stop work action for next week, but said there would be no more strikes over the weekend. An aircraft manufacturer Airbus may be called on to replace rivets in the double-decker A380's fuselage. This is the third problem to emerge in Airbus's new Super Jumbo. The aluminium rivets used in the plane's front body appear to be too weak to sustain large pressure, according to a report published in the German edition of the Financial Times. Earlier this year, tiny cracks appeared in parts of the plane. As a result, the European Air Safety Authority ordered checks on all of the 69 A380 planes currently in service. And in France, long queues formed in front of branches of the central bank across the country this Friday, the last day possible for people to change any francs they still own into euros. The move comes 10 years after the introduction of euro notes and coins in the eurozone. Any franc notes still in people's possession after Friday will no longer have any value. I'm Wilhelmina Lafitte, DW News.